We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, everybody hit publish, like right at 9 a.m., because that's when the rules were lifted, when people could say what the plans are for the DC movies. This is your Superman, your Batman, your Wonder Woman, and these have never done as well as the Marvel movies, so they are going to do something new. And here's what the boss was saying at this event they had.
An 8 to 10 year plan of what DC Studios will be in film, television, and gaming. This first chapter is called Gods and Monsters.
Yeah, so we got a couple years of this 8 to 10 year, and the Raps Humberto Gonzalez was at this preview event last night. He's live with us. So give us your headline, and then we'll dig into it a little bit.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So what is your big takeaway from what they said last night?
Basically that they're starting over with a brand new interconnected universe, comprised of 5 movies and 5 TV shows, all collectively telling one singular story, the way Marvel has with his first couple of phases with the Infinity Saga. We finally have some cohesion in the DC universe, which we didn't have.
They're trying to do what Marvel did.
Pretty much, yeah. For 3 different regimes for the past 10 years couldn't make the previous iteration of DC work. So when Peter Safran and James Gunn sat with Warner Brothers chairman David Zaslav, they pitched them their vision about creating DC and making it its own silo where they're their own island, just like Marvel is over on the Disney lot. And everything goes through them instead of the other way around, like it's been for the last 10 years, where DC had to go through all the different channels at the Warner Brothers studio.
Nerds, all of you, nerds.
Yes, big time, absolutely.
So, listen, I listen to you and I listen to Mike. I go, yeah, nerds. All right, I'm over on the Marvel side. I love Marvel. They're hot. They're funny. Bring me to DC. Tell me, get me excited about your DC.
Well, for starters, one of the most exciting projects is The Brave and the Bold. Batman's a dad, unbeknownst to him. He had a son named Damian Wayne, who he didn't know about for the first 8-10 years of his life. So we now finally get a Batman movie where has his son as a Robin, and the interesting father-son interactions and dynamics within those two. That's something that's been played out over the comics for the past decade or so, but now we get to see it in live action for the first time. Think about it. We've had Batman movies for over 30 years, but you've never seen him as a father. So that opens up a world of possibilities for DC and make it more accessible to families, making them what we call in the industry 4-quadrant films now.
There hadn't been a Robin in a while either. We're getting a new Superman, right? And this is like in 3 or 4 years. That's the plan. We don't know who he will be yet.
No, they haven't started casting yet. They have to first lock the script down. And that's one thing, another big takeaway from the presentation yesterday. A lot of these movies were shooting with just 3-quarter scripts, like their third acts weren't written. They would try to figure them out as they shot. But DC going forward is going to shoot all their movies with completed scripts. Once they have completed scripts, they go out to casting and find out who the new Superman is, which will be released summer, July 11, 2025.
You know, everyone has fought to the nail on Twitter about all these different permutations that we've been through, and then they would blow stuff up and people would be mad, and they'd hear that there were other plans and they'd be mad about things that never even happened. How did they mess this up so bad when you've got, like, in your roster Batman and Superman?
The IP was mismanaged pretty much by previous regimes. It's just blatantly obvious. Like, 5 different regimes changes in like 6 years. Warner Brothers as a whole, there was a lot of turnover and a lot of different ownerships. So like, first you had AT&T, then you have Discovery. So, but Discovery paid close attention to what happened with DC over the last couple of years and decided to rectify it once and for all. And this is the proper strategy for them going forward.
The Raps and Humberto Gonzalez. Vicky wants somebody hot and funny.
Nerds.
Probably won't be Swamp Thing, but we'll try for some others.
It's going to be that Jason Momoa. That's what's
apparently he's still Aquaman. So nothing's been said about him not being Aquaman. So there you
I'll
go.
Take it.
If he's out there, she's blowing you a kiss.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.